We're joined by Peter Costas, one of the best announcers in golf, to talk about, oh my God, what a surprise, the AP Athlete of the Year over LaDainian Tomlinson, Tiger Woods. Thanks for joining us, Peter.
You got it, St. Nick.
Was this a no-brainer?
I don't think it was the right move. I thought Roger Federer had a better year than either LaDainian or Tiger.
Really? Why?
I think he lost five matches in I don't know how many years now. I mean, he's in a sport, unfortunately, and he's the kind of personality that doesn't get much attention. And so people don't really give him the due that I think he deserves. Clearly, LaDainian has had a tremendous year, and that doesn't mean that Tiger hasn't had a phenomenal year as well. I just think Tiger's more visible. I think Tiger has a little bit more personality than Federer. And as a consequence, I think most of those things end up being kind of like a validation of a player's personality and likability.
You know, I'm looking at this list here. Tomlinson got 230 votes just behind Tiger. Roger Federer got 110 votes. At the bottom of the list, number nine is Floyd Landis. How many votes would he have gotten if they had gotten the original drug test right?
Well, again, when you have Lance Armstrong doing what he did for a while, and then you have the drug test associated with Landis, I mean, he's not going to be a popular figure even if he wins the next four or five Tour de France's. So, again, it's a popularity contest to a certain degree, and as such, I think he needs to work on his public persona. I mean, that's part of why people vote for people. They vote for the likability factor.
Yeah, he's not, personality-wise, he's not there yet, but pretty sad to see that ultimately it was a botched test. And you go to Federer, here's another thing I think shows a lot of guts on your part to give that vote to him, given that your allegiance to golf. But Federer is dealing with so much movement, so much risk of injury, that it really is a higher accomplishment from that sense, because it's not as if somebody's going to, you know, tackle Tiger Woods in the middle of the fairway.
Well, no, but I think, you know, and as I said before, and I continue to say it, Frank Trikinian, our old producer at CBS Sports, taught me this, that all comparisons are odious. Respect accomplishments for what they are and who made them, and don't try to make one better by making another one seem worse. Clearly, Tiger doesn't get hit by any linebackers. He doesn't have to run and chase down golf balls. But there are difficulties in the game of golf that tennis players don't face and football players don't face. They're all unique, and I think they all need to be respected for what they are and the accomplishments that they've made.